kuna, even though it comes out normal, the head first, the head does not part. That's what Rabbi Yossi meant to say. But Avada Rabbi Yossi would agree when rover of the body comes out, that's called the later. So what if I did? Elom Rezibitoki Koma. Yotze Mechuta Chumisuris, so Misha Yotze Rubai Hareyu Kiyalut. So that's what the Tanakhama says. So the Diki is Okut Kunoi, if the head comes out first, Haroish Poita. That's what's mashpat of the Tanakhama, even though it's mechutach, it's in pieces. Rabbi Yossi Yemeno, Mishiyotik Tekunai Lechayim. When do I say that the Rosh Pat is only that comes out when it's alive? But if the baby comes out, the Nefula comes out mechutach in pieces, then even though the head comes out first, that's not called a Leda. The Gemara says now, Tani Nami Yochi, don't let this also, Tani Nami Yochi. Yotza Mechutach Nisuris. If the fetus comes out in pieces, or else comes out feet first, so mishayotza ruba reze kilut. When rove of the body comes out, that's called yilut. The diik is hok tikunei, but the fetus comes out normally head first, then harosh poiter, that's what the Tanakhama holds. On this, Rabbi Yossi Yemino, mishayotza tikunei lechayim. When do we say that halacha that the rosh pot is only if it comes out alive? V'yeizel kutikunei lechayim, now, when the baby comes out alive, a normal, healthy baby, so then we say, what gives it a shame later? You don't even need the whole head. As long as roiv of the head comes out, that's called a later. And v'yezel roiv roisho, what's called the majority of the head? So Rabbi Yosef Mirisi says, mishiyotze tadov. When the temples come out, the temple, the sides of your, or the sideburns like the temples, that's called a later. When the forehead comes out, that's called roiv of the head. The HM, some say, Mishir nor karni roisha, when you see the horns of the head, Rashi says it means, goiva roisha sheitzalayrif. Like in the back of the head, the top part of the back of your head, like where the ball ends, like the back part there, the goiva over there, that's where it's called roiv of the head. So that comes out of the Isha, that's called the later. Yeah, and this is what when it comes out of life. If it comes out of mace or mechuta, that's the machlokes if that's called later or not. Or could be according to everybody, even though we had the coin from Rabbi Yochanan that the Rosh Patis, but when it comes out of mace or an eifel, could be everybody agrees, it's only Patis when the whole head comes out. That's halach here that we say roiv of the head is enough, that's only for sure when the baby is alive. But if it's not alive, then we would not say roiv harosh, as most it would be when the whole head comes out. Yeah. Now the mission is like this. Hamatelis, then you do a mahu, then he shows him his carriage, and she doesn't know what came out. She doesn't know if it was a zocher or was a nekeva, but she knows she had a vlad. So locher is a teshel a zocher or a nekeva. That she has to be lechumra, be noig as if it was a zocher or a nekeva, means the first 14 days she's tummy, then she only has yimei toyer until the 40th day like a zocher. What's going to be ain you do it in vlad hoya? She had a miscarriage, but she's not sure what came out, whether it was a vlad or not. Maybe it wasn't even a vlad. She has no tumas later. Then the locher is, in vlad to imlav, then teisha vlazoch on the cable nido. She has to be lechurma to say that the first 14 days she's tummy. Then after that, she doesn't have any yimei toyer. But rather, she sees dam, then she has to be afraid maybe she's a nido. Because maybe there was no lady altogether. So we did not give her any yimei toyer, but rather only the first 14 days, she has to be tummy like in a kaver. Yeah. So clearly the question is, what does Mishnah have to say that a zocher for? The Chura al-Zocher doesn't know people. The Chura just should have said, l'nikeivu ulanida, that the first 14 days she's tummy, and then after that she's a dinida. So Rashi brings down the Gemara and asks this question. What does he have to say zocher for? That we'll see in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says like this. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Over a nohor, let's say an ish was going through a river, the pilah, she had a miscarriage. And Rashi ben Yudas Mash doesn't know what it was, whether it was a vlad, or whether it was tam ruach, or tam noful, or im ruach, shere noflamai went into the water. So she doesn't know what type of miscarriage she had, whether it was called a lady or not. So it say he says a locher of Yeshua ben Levi, that mevi a korban v'nechol, she has to bring a vade korban and the kohen can eat from it. What's going to be? Why? Because the svari is holach acharev noshim, go boss the majority of noshim. And v'roiv noshim v'lav mali yodin, most ladies, when they're pregnant, when they give birth, or have a miscarriage even, of lav comes out, not a ruach, not some water. Tanan, learn like this. Says now Mishnah, any yidua in v'lad hoya, if you do not know if it was a v'lad or not, she doesn't know what kind of miscarriage she had. So says the Mishnah, teish l'zochon kevelu nida. It's marked from the Druze of Sofet, the maybe it's not a lady altogether, and therefore she has to be cheshit for dam nida. The question is, amai, why? Amai teish l'nida, what is she after the 14 days passed by? Do we say that she's tummy with the nida? Lema, why don't they say, rather, hovachacha roiv noshim? For roiv noshim, v'lad mali yodon. So we should for sure say it. Most of it was a zocher or a nekeva. So after 14 days, she should have Yimei Toyer until the 40th day. So what's Shana Mishnah says that because she's a nida, that it wasn't a vlad. So it's a kashan of Shuma Levi. Samar says, Mas nit in the cases, b'shlehuchsako uvra, that we never knew for sure she was pregnant. So therefore, it's like a suffix. That's why we have to be machmir, maybe she's a nida. So the Mavachi come in Shubalevi, what did Shubalevi say? When everybody knew that she was pregnant, it was Nikr. And then we say, if she's Mapil, we say for sure she was Mapil of Lot. Toshma, come in here. It says that the Hema, she Yotzamalei, yeah, the Hema that left us when it was pregnant, full. Or Bo'alev, the Hema comes back, reconnais, the cow comes back and it's empty. So we don't know what type of lady it had. So Abu Achreya, the next kid it has, is Bechor Misafik. It is called the Bechor Misafik. That's Safik Mekdusha. Why? Because maybe the first one, Rashi says, Bechor Misafik, Shem Ezeho Yevlad, for Bo'ach Reveina Bechor, or Shem Ruach. Maybe the first one was only Ruach Apila. And therefore the second one that comes out is a Bechor. So that's Loch of a Safik Bechor. So the Locher Rashi says that the Bailim eats it the Mumay, because Amay Tzmechel over Raya. The question is, Amay, why? Let's go after Rov Behemoth. Rov Behemoth, Vlad Malia Yodon. So we should say, since we know for sure this cow is pregnant, so we say, should say for sure it had a Vlad. And therefore the second kid it has, for sure should not be a Bechor. For your Poshidu, and the second kid it has now should be a regular Behemoth. And should be able to eat it, even without a Mum. So Marin says, Omer Ravina, Mishum Dikulamema, Rov Behemoth Yodois, Dovra Potem of Bechorah. In Islam, it's like a true. Rav Behemoth give birth to something that passes you from a Bechorah. It's like a true. But Umiyutan Yoldas Dovashain the Potem of Bechorah. But there is a Miyut to give birth some to a Ruach, to something that does not pass the second one from a Bechorah. Now, Bechol HaYodas, whoever gives birth, is Metanfais. She lets out some Shmut, some dirt. Rashi says it means Yoim Echod. Before she gives birth, she lets out some dirt comes out from her. Some dirty blood, whatever it is. The zoo, this behemoth now, hoyevulatinfa, since no dirt came out from her, is Israel Aruba. She's out of the rive, and therefore we have a right to say the first one was not a real leda, it was only a ruach. For the Gemara, that's true what you said. E kol hayodas metantos, every behemoth that gives birth, lets out some dirt first. It is so hard, this behemoth then, midulai metantos, since it did not let out any dirt, is bechor malyu. So that should be a proof for sure to not have it for its baby. It wasn't a leda. It was only a ruach. So the second one should be a bechor malia. So more so like this. El rad aim like this. El aim rov yodos metanfis. That most behemoths that give birth, taka, let out the dirt first. The zoo, but this cow, hoya voloi tinfa, didn't let it out. Israel aruba, it's not from the rive. So therefore we have a good start to say maybe what came out first was only a ruach. Was not really a Vlad. So if only in this case do we say the second baby it has is a Suffolk Bechor. But if it wouldn't have been for this race, Kubrick of Shurma Levi says that Stam Ishas or even Mahema, Rova them are Yoldos, are Yoldos. Yeah. Nothing more says, Ki Osti Rovin, when Rovin came, Omri said like this, that Moser Rav Yosef Rav Chanina Toya, Rav Yosef Rav Chanina asked the question about the Loch of a Toya. Pulsun to Rashi that the Masnisa, the Mari Bisha Toya, an Isha that lost the count, she doesn't know where she's holding, whether she's Yimei Tuma, Yimei Nida, Yimei Ziva, will soon see, but she doesn't know when she have birth to how long a Din Tumor is. So he asked a question about that halacha, but V'lo Yadana Matyufi is not sure what the Tyufi was. In other words, when Rovin came, he said that Rav Yosef of Chanina asked the Kashra on Rav Shua ben Levi, that he said, you go boss a Roiv, Roiv Nosher Mayodois of Lad Malya. So he asked the kasha of Nisalok of Toya, and it says he wasn't sure what the question was. My Tiyufta. Other than once, my, what kind of locker is this? Where is this a locker about Toya? Titania, you learn like this. Titania, you learn like this. Isha sheyotza malaya. An Isha left the home, left the house, when she was pregnant. Or bore a Now she comes back to us and she's no more baby. She's not pregnant anymore. The veil of Fanenu, she comes in front of us. The locker is like this. And she's not sure when exactly she had the leda. She forgot, she doesn't know. And now she comes back to us. It's like this. Shloisha shvuyim, the first 3 weeks, tohirim. For 3 weeks, she's tohor. For asara shvuyis, then the next 10 weeks, echot tomei v'echot tor. 1 week we say she's tomei, and 1 week we say she's tor. Now, misham says this lady can live with her husband, lior shloishim v'chomish. The night going into the 35th day, that's all. No other day. We make go to the mikvah, tishim v'chomish tefilos. 95 times she has to go to the mikvah. Divrei Bisham, these are the words of Bishamai. And Beisilu says no, Beisilu leimrim, shloishim v'chomish, only 35 times. So this sheet is agreeing now that tefilo bizman mitzvah means at the time when the Isha is supposed to go to the mikvah, it's a mitzvah to go then. So even though it's a suffix, whether you're Torah or not, still you should go. Like Lamash, let's say she was the Yoledis. So after 7 days, she gave birth to a Zohar, after 7 days, there's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah. It was Mekevi after 14 days. After the 40th day, after the 80th day. So it's a mitzvah to go. So even though Minasafik still she's Tamei, we tell her she should do the mitzvah Bizmana. So let's see, according to Beis Sham, it comes out 95 times. According to Beis Lekon, 35 times. We have Yosef, we have Yudaim, and no, he holds Dai, let's feel it, Bachreina. He holds, no, we don't open this war of Tefillah, Bizmana, Mitzvah. It's not Stana Mitzvah for her to go to the mikvah. She only goes to the mikvah when she could become Tor. So only at the end of all the days, after these 14 weeks, at the end of these 13 weeks, then we'll let her go to the mikvah. But before, there's no purpose to go to the mikvah. Rashi says like this. Rashi says the case is that she came to us at the end of a while. The Vila Fanar says, Kalayma, Mishabola Fanenu, Yashvalosh, Loishishvrim, Tayrim, Mikol Bechol. That the first 3 weeks she has to be torn not to see any dam. Vechol Eith, Vechol Im Yoim Bo, Vulaidokia Kuli Haid Yoim, but the first day she comes also included? Yeah. Then the next 10 weeks, 1 week is Tomei and 1 week is Torah. The Gemara will soon explain everything. Nothing more says like this. So it's like this. Bishlem is very good. Shvuyah Rishayna Lemeshemeshes. The first week she has no right to live with a husband. Eima Yiled Zachar. You have to be afraid. Maybe she gave birth to a Zachar and she's Tomei for 7 days. So even though she doesn't see any dam the first week, still we say she's Tomei. You have to be afraid. Maybe she gave birth just yesterday. Therefore, the next 7 days, she's Tomei. Shvua Shniya, the second week, even though she doesn't see any dam, also, we do not let her live with her husband. Eima, we say, you let us mekeva. Maybe just the day before she came to us, she gave birth to a girl. And therefore, for the next 14 days, she's Tomei. So the first 2 weeks, she's Tomei, she can't live with her husband. Shvua Shniya, what about the third week, though? Who are talking about the first 3 weeks, she doesn't see any dam. So what should be wrong? Let her go to the mikveh after 2 weeks and she should be mutter to her husband. Terence says, no, you have to be afraid. Ema, maybe she gave birth the day before she came to us and it was, you led this mikveh b'zoi. Maybe she gave birth to an mikveh and she was a zover then. Like before the leda, she saw 3 days during the 11 days between one nidus and another nidus. And she saw them before she had a pregnant, her labor pains. So therefore, she had a din zover on her. And the law is, if she had a din zover right before she gave birth, so then the first 14 days that she's tummy machma to din leidus mekeva, that does not help to the Zayin Nikiyim. It's after the 14 days pass by, then she first has to sit another 7 days to have Zayin Nikiyim. That's how we say the first 3 weeks, even though she doesn't see any dam, still she's tummy, she can't live with the husband. So that's what it says here. Maybe she's the other's bezaifi. Yeah. So therefore it's good why the first 3 weeks she comes to us, even though she's tor, she doesn't see any dam, still, we say she can't live with the husband. Elo, the question is like this. Shvua Revi, the fourth week, why not? Why can't she live with the husband the fourth week? Here in the Brisa it says, only the 35th day she can live with the husband. That's at the end of 5 weeks. So the question is why? So what's wrong with the fourth week? So as Alpha Gav, the Kochazi Dam, even if she would see Dam now this fourth week, is a churut to shamish. She should be mutter to live with her husband. To adam toiru. That the fourth week, even if you want to say she gave birth to a zohar, but she has dam toiru to the 40th day. So the third week is only now the 21st day. Even if she sees dam, then she should be tor. What's the reason why we say she can't live with her husband the third week, the fourth week? Love isn't the reason, mishum delayazina basaruba. Because you have to be afraid maybe the lady she had was not a good lady. Maybe she didn't give birth to a nefesh, she gave birth to a ruach, that she has no din lady. And therefore she sees dam now during the fourth week, we say she's tamei. So this is the kasha mishum delayvi. If you say, here we're talking about this Isha left the house when she was pregnant. So if you say, rov noshim, give birth, so go basaruiv, she has a din lady. So now the fourth week she should be mutter to her husband. And since it says here in the Brisa she's also to her husband, it's right, we did not go bus a rife. Samura says, Elamai, what do you want to tell me? If so, Elamai, lo yadano, my tiufta. So what did he mean to say back before? He said before, the Maisa was what says what when Rovin came, he said that Rabbi Yosef Achlini asked a question, but Rovin did not know what the question is. So according to this, why didn't Rovin know? The court's a very good question. He asked a good question of Shurman Levi. He said, go bus a rife. So she had a din yoledes here, so the fourth week she should be mutter to her husband. So what do you mean to say you don't know what the question is? It's more like this. The reason why I didn't know what the question was like this, because it's a simple answer. Ema, what am I say? The pshat is, she came back now. We do not know when she gave birth. We have to be afraid maybe she gave birth 3 weeks ago, or she gave birth 4 weeks ago. So even though she gave birth to a zocher, it's true, like the Shurman Levi says, rove nostrum that are pregnant give birth. So of course this lady had a good birth. And she had a din yimei tum and yimei tyra. But now, this fourth week, you have to be afraid, maybe tes by rate of the yimei tyra. Maybe she gave birth 5 weeks ago. And it's after the 40th day already now. So that's why she's also to her husband. Not because she don't go bus a rave. Avada, we do go bus a rave. But still, Ema, let's be afraid. Harchika le dosai. Maybe she gave birth way before that now when she comes to us, this third week, the fourth week, is after the 40th day already. Good, so that's why it's not a kasha named Mishur Belevi. But now we're going back to spring of Brisa. So far we understand why the Chumrah, the fourth week, she can't live with her husband either. Now, Hach Shvua Chamishe, the fifth week, Titoyeru, the Chumrah, if she's Torah, she doesn't see any dam, Tishamish, why can't she live with her husband? So Mora says, no, Hach Shvua Revi, this fourth week, over Tchilas Nida, like this fourth week, the pshat is maybe it ended now, like maybe she gave birth to a zohar, and the 40th day passed by. And as she sees now the end of this fourth week, that gives her a din Nida. So that's why the whole fifth week, she's Tomei Mach was a din Nida. So Mar says there, Misafka Misaif Leda, over Tchilas Nida. Therefore, the Esrim Vitin Yeh, for the Gemara, Kasha still, the Yesser Vatim is the 28th day, Gufa. In the Masa, the Yesser Vatim, the 28th day, means the beginning of the fourth week, Eima Gufa Tchilas Nidahi. Maybe that's the beginning of the Nida. She sees Dam now, that's the end of the 40th day of Leda, and now she starts to be a Nida. And therefore, Boy Lamesa, Shivul Nidasa, she has to wait another 7 days to become Torah from a Tumas Nida. So that's why the fifth week she's also to her husband. But the Esrim, the Markash is still the Esrim V'chad, the 21st day to Shamish. Why can't she be Mishamish the 21st day? Look, we're at the end of the third week. Like, even it's not to say that she was a Zova, but a Zova, the 7th day, can go to the Mikvah already. So on the 7th day itself, look, we're then she should be taught, she should be moved to live with her husband. So why can't she live on the 21st day? Even if we're talking about the first 3 weeks, she didn't see Dan. So the first 2 weeks, she's telling Machmas Leda. The third week, she's talking Machmas Zova. But when she finished the 21st day, that's the last 7th day of the third week, she finished the Zayin Nikiyim. So why can't she live with the husband on the day of the 21st day? So we're still in Echnami, but Reb Shimon, he goes according to Reb Shimon. The Yom that he holds, also last us came. Midi Rabbanon is also to live with your wife if she was a Zova on the 7th day. Even though she went to the Mikvah, and Midi Raisa, she's torn now, but Midi Rabbanon, we don't want that to happen because Shema, we're afraid, Tovlu de Sofik, Liurta. Sofik means maybe after she lives with her husband, she'll see Dam again that day. And then it'll be Saiser, all the Zayin Nikiyim. So it's like she was never Torah. So therefore, we don't want to live with her husband until the end of the 7th day. So Mar says, very good. Liurta to Shamish. So let him live with the husband, though, the night going into the 22nd day. Like after the 21st day passed by, after the Zayin Kiyum passed by, let him live with the husband that night. Sumara says, the Torah says, Kishurosa Berev, we're talking about now, not that she saw Dam on the fourth week, the first day, but even that night, the first night she saw Dam. So that's the case here, that's why she can't live with the husband. So that's the husband of Bryce, why the first 3 weeks she's also. Then the fourth week, you have to be afraid maybe she's a nida. And only the 35th day, that's the only time she's a matibila, so she can live with the husband. Now it says, according to Bishamim, at the end of the seventh day, you have to go to the mikvah. End of the seventh day, you have to go to the mikvah. It's a mitzvah to go this man, we're going now. Therefore, that seventh feel is the first week. Shvua Shniya, the second week already. Matvila Noisa Lelusa. We make her go to the mikvah twice. Once by day, once by night. Why? At night time she has to go to the mikvah, Amy led us to Kevi. Maybe she gave birth to a Kevi, and now it's the end of the 14th day. So therefore every day it's maybe the end of the 14th day, she has to go to the mikvah. Be your mama. We also tell her to go every day by daytime. Amy, maybe you led us a Zohar b'zevi. Maybe she gave birth to a Zohar, and she was a Zohar there. And therefore it's finished already the first 7 days as Tumah Zohar, and maybe now it's finished the next 7 days as Yemenik Zayin Yemenikiyim for the Zohar, and the Zohar goes to the Mikveh B'yayim. Therefore we tell now every day the second week to go, both by day and by night. Shvua Shlish is the third week. Matvidun Lobi Yemam, we tell to go by daytime to the Mikveh every day. Why? Amy led us to Kevah B'zayfi. Maybe she gave birth to an Akeva, and she was a Zohar then. See, for the first 2 weeks she has Tumas Nida, Tumas Yiladis as the Keva, then the third week she's becoming Torah from the Zava, and the Zava goes to the Mikveh B'yayim. Now, B'lei Los, so why she has to go to Mikveh every night also? Because Be Shama the Tamar, Shama goes to the Zon Tam. The Yom that he owes, Tfula Yom Orech Boi Tfila. The Tfila, she's a Yom Orech, she's a Tfu Yom. The Zinu B'yiladis is, let's say in the Keva, after 14 days she goes to the Mikveh, and then it's called Yemei Taira, but she's not really Torah complete until the 80th day. And Rashi says, Veshamu Tamad Yom Perk Achron, Tfulas Yom Orach Dain Yuledes, She Tfulas Yom, Kol Shishim Veshisha, Shishim Veshisha, the 66 days of Yemei Taira from an Akeva, so in the same Shriyan, you have the 14 days of an Akeva, she goes to the Mikvah. But she can't eat Truma till the end of the 80th day. So therefore, Beshamio Srich Litvol Yor, the night going into the 80th day, the night going into the 81st day, she said at the end of the 80th day, Hilkar, therefore every night, also to Sophic, maybe this is the end of the 81st day, from the day she comes to us. And therefore the first week also, Ikla Svuke Bachi. But the first week doesn't bother us, because anyway she has to be Tovol, Mishuma Nidin Zachar Shaboy. Therefore, every single night now, she has to be Tovol, because maybe this is the night going into the 81st day, and therefore, that's also Tefillah B'Zmanah. So, kids, that's how Beishami has all these Tefillahs of 95 Tefillahs this Isha would have to make. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Lamed Amud Aleph on top. Again, in the middle of the Shali, according to Beishami, this lady that comes in front of us, and she gave birth, and we say now with the question of 11 weeks here, and throughout these 11 weeks we said she has to be tovel 95 times, because the Shammai holds tefillah b'zman mitzvah, means to say as soon as the time to be tovel, it's a mitzvah to do it. So therefore the first week she comes in front of us is a suffix, maybe it's the end of her yimei tumah b'zachor, so she has to be tovel every night. And then the second and third week that the suffix, maybe she ended a Zava, so she has to be tovel twice, once by day, Mishum Zava, and once by night, Mishum the end of a Tumah, out later. And then all the days in between, all these days, the Gemara says also, she has to be tovel every single night, that was left Gemara, because B'Sham Al-Tam, the Amri, Tfulas Yoy Maruch, Boy Tfilah. That the Locher is when a Nida, Yoledis, let's say after 7 days of a Zohar, or else after 14 days of an Akeva, when she goes to the mikveh then and then she's Torah, so it's called a Tfulas Yom Orach, meaning to say that she's not Torah completely, she can't eat Truma until the 80th day comes by. So therefore he holds every single day she has to be Tovel, because when it becomes the 80th day at night, she has a mitzvah to be Tovel. So every single day now is a suffix, maybe it's the 80th day, therefore she has to be Tovel every single night. And therefore, all these 66 days, like after the first 14, the next 66 days, she has to be tevel every night, because maybe that's the last night of a tfuliyah im oruch, and therefore she has to be tevel.